My name is Ahmed El Shaar. It's my famous name. And I'm from Egypt, Cairo. I just arrived 2 days ago. I'm graduate from Art Education College in 2002. I start my career as a video artist from this time to 2006. And after that, I had a grant to Summer Academy in Salzburg for fine art. And there I learned video game art with a Chinese artist. His name is Feng Pu. And from this time to now, I work with machinima and interactive game. Yeah, machinima, it's mean video coming from games.
Can you give us an example of what you do?
A general concept about the games, that is, it's a kind of mirror for real life in virtual life, okay? But in this virtual life, you can put anything you want. You can create any kind of image you want to create it. So it's give you a kind of unlimited of image solution. And that is a treasure for artists. So with Feng Pu, I learned how to change the code of the game program and how to manage it to do what I want to do. Sometimes I control the atmosphere of the game. I change it, as I like the colors, the location. Sometimes I control the movement of characters and make a kind of a delusion camera and go around and record everything I want to record it.
Yeah. And what is the landscape of a lot of the game? Are you emulating reality, or is there a social element? Is there a political element?
In general, in the game, any kind of game, shooting one, social one, or political one, you always like a god. You make everything you want to do. You can kill, you can build, you can destroy, you can make everything. So usually for me, I'm always search about social and fighting games, because usually in these two measures, you can find a real philosophy of the nations and the humanity, and I can use that and create it, my work by it.
What I think is really interesting is how you're setting up that you're creating interactive games that you get to play God and sort of navigate a terrain of your own making. And how I learned about you through Claudia, the director, was that you had been attempting to get a visa and you were restricted. And how do those two worlds influence your work?
For me, it starts as a funny thing happened, and after that make me angry a little bit. Because for me, I'm one of the artists who live with computer and virtual life for maybe 16 hours a day. So you can imagine when I choked from something in real life, and usually it's easy, no problem. And usually I'm not really care in last 3 years about this kind of the plans of west to east and so on, and the controlling economy and all of that. I always say to myself, okay, it's our problem, is not, I mean, our nations, we must develop ourselves by ourselves and so on. But when I went to United States Embassy and I tried to apply for visa, they meet me by a nice way, a nice smile, and no problem. He said to me, okay, you're welcome, you have approved. He don't say you are refused. So I say to him, okay, I take my passport and go. And after that, I wait for a month, 2 months, 3 months, and the OMI time is coming, and I feel I will lose it. So I try to call them in phones, and the employer there say to me, and most of them is Egyptian, they say to me, we are sorry, we can't do anything for you. It's something about security from the United States, and we must waiting for them agree. Day by day, I send to Claudia and say to her, I'm sorry, I don't have visa, so maybe next year. After 6 months, I try to call many times, and in the end, there's employer say to me, okay, I will say that to you directly. And usually the calls are recorded from security in embassy. So he said to me, it's a recorded call, but anyway, I will make it because you call a lot, and I'm sorry for that. He said to me, your name have a problem. I said to him, why? He said to me, your official name is a passport. It's Ahmed Mohammed Mahmoud Mustafa. It's my official name. what I can do. So most of my family have this name, you know, famous name, Muhammad and Mahmoud and Ahmad. Okay, our prophet name. So anyway, he said to me, your name is so general. And he said to me, now the security in the United States, okay, they search in 2 billion Muslims around the world to be sure that you are not one of these Ahmad or Muhammad or Mahmoud or tourism or something. And he said to me, I'm sorry, I must end the call now. And that is what I said to you. You must wait and be patient. And I shocked.
Yeah,
because, okay, it's first time to me that I touch this problem. I know that from news, we talk about politics. I met a lot of American people, artists and friends, and they say to me, we have a problem in security and so on, but it's first time to me to touch it. And after a year and a half, I have it. And this case, it's show me how the problem is so deep. Because just by name, okay, I give you kind of image. It's already kind of stereotype image. It stop you, stop what we can say, humanity connection and so on. It's so crazy because I lose OMI again in 2011. And I said to myself, okay, I have visa now. I will go in 2012 and no problem. And Claudia, she said to me, we are sorry about that. But okay, you are with us, no problem. And suddenly, in July, after OMI is already started and close to finished, the American embassy in Cairo, in cultural section, they called me and say to me, you are one of the artists we choosing for the international visitor program.
The international
visitor program. You know what is?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, it's a program that United States make it with any country have a friendship agreement, because Egypt makes this agreement after 1979, mm-hmm. After our ex-president Sadat, he make peace with Israel. So mm-hmm. after that, with Carter, because they are close friends this time, he make a friendship agreement. So Egypt be under this umbrella of, this is a kind of umbrella of system. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are friends. And this program is about kind of developing for experience. They choose in every category 5 persons in law, in art, in medicine, in science, in tourist, and so on, to come to United States and visit 5 states. And we visit Washington, D.C. first, and after that, New York, L.A., Texas, Austin, and in the end, New Orleans in Louisiana. Yeah, so it's so funny because after 2 years of what I can say, suffering,
bureaucracy, yeah.
I have 2 visas on my passport for the United States. yeah. But anyway, I think it's a deep problem, and the problem is not about visas. The problem is not about law. It's about how to think about people. Okay, because a lot of artists. Okay, in Egypt, Lebanon, and Syria is another way, but because they still have this kind of fighting. But I mean, those countries who already have influence of American culture. Because in Egypt, for example, if you're coming, you can't imagine American movies. It's the first one in marketing in Egypt. Mm-hmm. And Egyptian people don't know anything about French or Italian cinema. They know American. So this culture is already there. And I always say to myself, why Americans didn't try to use these influence. It's better than anything. It's soft. Without any wars, without any economic control, you can do anything you want by soft way. And also on the other side, I say to myself, we try, especially artists and the people who have good cultural education in Egypt, they try to make a kind of trying to respect the other. You know this problem about the other, the fighting of what we can say civilizations, Islamic civilization or Arab civilization and the Western and so on. There is many writers, Americans like Hendrickson and also in Arab world, they try to get solutions for that. But the problem that is the media and politics, because control of money and economy and so on, all these issues, you know, sure. Okay, they didn't try this soft way. So you can imagine how the stereotype way is control the system and control the way of thinking. And for example, when I went here first time in last July last year, they stopped me in Washington airport for 20 minutes. And the security in the airport, she was a woman, she was so nice. And she said to me, "I'm sorry, I must put B in your paper because there is A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. So if you are okay, no problem about you, you don't have my name." it's A. B, it's mean, maybe there is a problem. C, you maybe will not see America again. So they put B. And she said to me, "Okay, they will stop you before you go out, maybe just for 5 minutes." And they stopped me for 20 minutes. And in the end, the security man, he said to me, "I'm so sorry, Ahmed, for this time, but it's security, what can I do?" And so there is a kind of system for this kind of stereotype thinking way. It's a so stupid thing.
You becoming so familiar with the various systems that make human contact a challenge, does it make you want to make video art about it?
I make already one about it. Its name is Under Examination. In this video, I use one of my game characters, and I put him front of office with a human. He's one of my friends. He's a performance artist. And he asked him same question that I found in the application of United States embassy. But in his questions, he asked him, "Why you want to come to our world?" Because he said to him, "I'm coming from machinima." And so
machinima.
On. Yeah, the game world. Mm-hmm. So in this video, it's so simple way. Okay, they stop in white atmosphere without any details in background, just the characters of game and the office and the human one. And they're talking together. And he asked him the same question, but there is no voice. You can read the questions and answers in the screen like subtitle. But the background sound, it's a kind of lecture from literature. Okay, I invite one of my friends. She is a graduate from literature college. And I tell her to read from the book what's law mean in literature. And she read it as a professor. So when you look to the video, you listen to a kind of lecture coming from voice of professor or something, but the situation is different. Because for me, I put a question here, okay, who put law and why he put it? And if you put it by this way, it's really humanity. It's really something come from books, because books say something else. When you heard to the lecture, it's talk about how you put law in official way, in the right way, like what philosopher write it in books. But the question in the screen, it looks stupid. Yeah, and it's coming from a real thing, the application. Mm-hmm. I answered, for example, when I applied for visa, I answered 12 pages online, okay? And one of the questions, for example, did you visit Sudan or Afghanistan or Pakistan or something like that? I said, no. And there's another more stupid question. Okay, are you a tourist?
Are you a terrorist?
Yeah. What I can say? Okay, no. And so on, yeah. So if I am a tourist, I will say yes. I don't understand how it's psychological, these questions, but anyway. For example, there is another question, it's crazy, did you use weapons before? So you can imagine there is maybe two or three papers, security papers, by this way.